Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I am here with my lovely boss for part two of our epic podcast. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, we did it all about New Year's resolutions, what we're thinking, what we're vibing with this year, what our goals are as a duo and individually. So I'm really excited for you to listen to that. And then this episode, we're going to talk all about how to grow your channel, how to, you know, work it, flaunt it as a small creator, all the things business with YouTube that we just cannot get enough of. So Alicia, are you ready to get
going? Excited. I'm ready to actually like dive in.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go in. Off. I already know it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to dive in. Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was a Vine.
Oh.
You don't remember?
I never watched Vine.
What?
I know. That's everyone's reaction when I say that.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
No. I think I was making back to school videos.
No wonder you didn't
like TikTok that much. I genuinely, like I saw some, but I never was like that into it. Yeah. I think that's why it was hard for me to get on TikTok at first.
Like you probably were just like, I don't get it.
I was just like, oh, that's just not for me.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. Okay, well, let's get into it.
Woo.
Okay, this is the first question, and I love it because I'm curious to see what you're going to say.
Ooh.
This is what someone asked us. A lot of these are Ollie's questions.
are you the hottest bitches in the world?
No, one was like, who has the fattest ass? I was like, not that one, Alicia. Okay. Any plans for you and Alicia to start a business together?
It's funny. I feel like we get this one a lot. Mm-hmm. I get why people say it because we're always like, yeah, we'd love to do something. But there aren't any actual plans in place, I would say, for anything. But I know that will happen one day.
I literally know it'll happen.
And I like that we're not feeling the need to rush it or to prove ourselves. Or I'm like, we got all the time we need. No. It could be in 10 years.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think, sorry. I know, I feel like one of the things we're going to do, which who knows? I feel like in my like heart and soul, one of the things I could see us doing is writing a show together and producing it and actually selling it to a YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu type thing. And I could see it having to do with like influencers and like the culture around it. I don't know. For some reason, I could see us like actually producing a show together.
Yeah.
We're not maybe in.
Yeah, like no. Like how Selena Gomez did 13 Reasons.
Yes.
Like very like hands-on, but like not a part of it.
Totally.
I know we'll have some sort of consulting something with brands and influencers.
Oh, yeah. We already do it.
Are we just going to be managers? Like maybe we'll be managers. I always wonder if my kid, like if I'm going to be my kid's manager. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I used to do YouTube.
Or maybe we have an agency where all of this is funneled underneath it. Your mom can help.
Kelly King?
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, we already do that, basically.
Well, we do it because we love it. And I think
it's... No, we're obsessed. We were just doing it literally, 2 days ago? At dinner.
We feed off of each other.
It always goes to that. And then they're like, can we hire you?
Yeah. One day. It'll happen.
Yeah. I could also see us doing more, like, panel interviewee guest speaking type things.
I know we are honestly an iconic duo. Like, I'm being dead ass. I know we are, but I want the world to know. Like, yeah,
we haven't ever put any effort into it.
We haven't popped off to,
so
like...
the day we do.
Like, I want people to be like, oh my God, we need both of them to speak on this panel because they see the importance of both of us. And I think we just have to start wanting to pitch ourselves for that.
We don't brand ourselves as a duo.
Even pitching it, being like, hey, we're both going to go do this panel. And, you know, at first, maybe some brands will be like, oh, interesting, okay. But then once we do it once, they're going to be like, oh my God, yes.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. We've had a few opportunities.
But like, think about it. Like you said, don't wait for permission. Like, we can literally have our teams be like, hey, like, let's hit up Gary Vee. No, like, let's go do this. Like, next time we're in New York. Like, little things like that. I'm like, we need to take advantage of that more.
I think we need to, like, come up with a goal list together.
Instead of expecting it to just fall in our lap.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I hate it. Okay. Sorry.
I know. That's what's weird is once you kind of get in the industry, random things do fall into your lap.
And
you know?
People are always like, why did they get that deal? Why did both? And it's like, who cares? They got it.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going to sit and be like, why are they like, I don't know.
That's a waste of time. So, yeah, business together. That's the answer on that. What's one of the best lessons you've learned from each other?
Oh, I got a book. Same. Speaking of writing a book, it's what TK's taught me.
We could write a book together.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
TK teaches, colon. No, no. And then, no. TK teaches, colon. How, like, and you can change the thing, like, cooking or, like...
No.
Okay, you go first. I'm so sorry.
No, you go, because I want to marinate a little bit.
I do, too. I want it good.
Let me think of the
maybe
things
we can go back and forth.
Okay, one of the things I really admire about Alicia is she's so... It actually drives me nuts sometimes, but it's such a good lesson, and you've made me kind of adapt this. You've made me kind of acquire this skill, is when let's say someone murdered someone, right? And they're like the most hated person on the world. Alicia will still see from their side or their point of view. And I think it is a strength and a weakness, but I think I am a very, no, they're in the wrong. Mm-hmm. person. And I think you've totally opened up my eyes to other people's
perspectives.
And, you know, what if you were in that position and that's the route that they thought they had to take? And, you know, that's okay. And I think you've opened my mind to that a lot.
Wow.
Because I was very like, no, it's either this or that.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I would say it is one of your weaknesses because sometimes I'm like, rip the damn Band-Aid off.
Or also,
they're in the wrong.
And that's something that is truly just a personality thing.
I know.
There's so many times I wish I wasn't that way. Ashley's also like it. Like, we instantly think of the other person or the other side, or we're like, oh, well, maybe.
Like, you're so nice to understand, whereas I wouldn't even go there because I'm like, nah, they're.
But I will say it has caused problems in my friendships because I've had
in relationships
uh-huh. because people are like, why can't you just be on my side and say that they were being so rude to me? And I'm like, well, they were probably having a bad day. And then they're like, no, like, why aren't like, and so that's something that's definitely a weakness, but I think I need to see it more as a strength because I'm always just like, oh, like I hate that about myself sometimes. I'm like, damn, I just want to be, but it is good.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse. For me, it was a blessing that I took on because I feel like it's good to have the perspective and then make your deciding factor.
But I love you. I did not expect that.
Really?
No, not at all. Oh. So I was like, oh my God, it is nice knowing that it is a strength and to still see it as a strength.
Yeah, but in our situation right now, you need to rip the damn band. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes. But even in work settings, I'll see a lot. Like, I'm sure there's times too where even I, you know, she needs to be a little bit more strict with me, or even, you know, the like our other coworkers or people, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you're like, well, she was really busy and blah blah blah. Yeah. When you just need to be, sometimes you need to get on people.
Yeah.
You know, and give them a little slap on the wrist, because sometimes a slap on the wrist is the best thing that could have.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need a slap on the wrist, you know?
No,
or anyone does.
Yeah. I'm going to get better at that. Mm-hmm. I can go on and on about how much you've changed my life. I'm being dead ass. I'm being so serious.
Shut up.
Oh my God. I don't even know how to like say it. Like, you've actually changed my life. Like, seriously. You've taught me.
Oh, Dad, I'm nervous.
No, you've. It amazes me how much you don't have an ego. Like, you still. And you're like, no, but I'm working. Like, can I, like, you are like, I can't even fucking articulate it.
I'm like, who, what, where, when, why?
No, like, your professionalism is insane. Like, your work ethic is actually insane. Like, the amount of times that I'm like, no, you can do X, Y, Z, or, oh my God, no, don't worry about getting that done. And it'll still be like, you'll still meet every single deadline. You'll still like, you will, I'll never forget you running into the ocean of Anguilla with the camera over your head without me even asking to. Was I so grateful? I was like, yeah, so grateful. Like,
and there was horse pill.
Yeah. Like you will do anything.
It's about drive. It's about power.
But it's so natural to you. And I think that's the difference between good and excellent. And that's what you have. And it's something that's not really taught. Like,
I think it's because of the way I was raised.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, it inspires me to even not be lazy with stuff, or even, you know, I can't explain it. So that, like, work-wise, I think just your drive and your work ethic and, like, how hungry you are to, like, learn. And, like, the fact that you're always saying you want to be a sponge and learn from me, like, that has given me so much confidence in seeing who I am and like what I can offer. Like, I would not be like as confident as I am if I had never met you. Like, you know, I'm being like, dude, I'm serious. like I used to always just like look down on myself or my old videos or my channel and like all that kind of stuff. And I think you really helped me just see everything from a new perspective. And I needed that at that time too. Like,
but it's
so
probably
bad.
Also because I'm a huge words of affirmation person. And that's how I tell. So, like, thank God I am, because I would tell you, you know, when you would achieve, or like, I would just explain, you know, affirmations to you, like things that I thought, which sometimes it's harder for people to do that. I just am a huge words.
Yeah.
I'm a big words person.
Yeah. I think just all of like, well, and then personally, but also work, but also most personally, like, you just light up a room. And you have made me want to be that. Like, you have made me want to come out of my shell and leave my house and, like, meet people. And it's something that it was always my deepest insecurity. It was just like, oh, I'm boring. I'm not fun. Like, people don't like me. Like, whatever. And, like, seeing you and how people feel, like, so close to you. Like, you have so many friends and, like, genuine. Like, I can't explain it. It's changed my life in the sense of me seeing everything. I don't know. I think I can be very skeptical of people, and you've taught me that, like, it's still so much better to be a kind person and, like, meet someone, and if they screw you over later, like, then they screw you over later, where I'm very much like, they're probably using her, so I don't even want to, like, talk to them. Or, like, I'm very closed off with people. Like, yeah. I do not click with people. If I click with them, I click with them. If I don't, then I'm like, I want nothing to do with you. And that's a problem. And you've taught me how, like, I don't know. I don't know. And all of that together, like, I just, it's made me so happy to pour into you and teach you stuff, because I genuinely just, this is, now it's just compliment hour.
I'm like,
no, like, you've taught me how much giving back is better than any achievement I've done. Mm. Like, seeing you succeed and for me to stand in the corner and, like, clap, like, is something I never, you know me, I'm like, I want to be center stage. I want to, like, get all the deals. I want to, like, you know, be the best. And it's so weird and it's so cliche, but genuinely, like, that has been so much more of a joy for me. It's like seeing you have your podcast, or, like, helping you with your like, it's something that I didn't even know I would enjoy that much. And I know it's not everyone. And I think there's so many people listening who are just like, wait, but, like, why do you guys click? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just weird. We do. But yes. Yeah. No, that's all.
I'm like, I have to do this because I'll interrupt. That's so weird, because I was going to say that you have taught me how much I enjoy sharing the wealth, too.
Oh, my God.
Because you give back to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Because yeah. of how much you've done for me, it makes me realize, oh my gosh, we can share the wealth, but also be on top and winning. And, like, because in my head, I'm like, why does she want me to have my own channel? Why does she want me to have my own podcast? Why does she want me to get my own deals? Why does she want me to be signed with her manager, where I'll technically take time away from her? Like, I don't understand that, but it makes me want to share the wealth with my future TK, Julia, and just, like, everyone. Like, you've taught me that working hard and being successful and secure in yourself, those type of people, like, the most successful, the most secure, the most everything type person is also the type that gives back. That's what you taught me.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Because in my head, it's, like, mind-boggling. People are like, why does she do that?
See,
and I'm like, why? And I don't know. But the more you pour into me, the more I want to give back.
You know how when you're mad at your parents, they're like, one day you'll have kids and understand? I feel like there's going to be a day where you're going to see someone, you're going to be like, you are a little TK, and I, for whatever reason, I just want to help you. Like, literally, like, that will happen. You're gonna be like, oh, I get it now, Alicia. Like you can't
well,
explain.
I get it with Julia.
Yeah. You're like, come, like, yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. It's cool. And I think that's what makes those relationships special when it happens. You know, and you can't force it. Like, it just happens.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another thing that you've taught me is, oh my gosh, the resilience. Like, the extent that Alicia will go to get the job done the way she wants it done is something I've never seen from anyone in my life before.
Really?
Truly. I've never seen anyone be as insane. The only person that I've heard is as insane as you, because I've heard it basically from his mouth, was Mr. Beast.
Oh.
And I think he's crazier than you are.
Yeah.
But you are right underneath him. I mean, she is like, she's the type where if the shot, the video, the whatever, to the point where it's a little bit insane. Yeah. But that is something I admire so much. And I have tried to implement with my own shit is like, no, we're here. We're ready. Like, if we're going to get a photo, it's going to be the best fucking photo that I'm ever going to get here.
I will say I feel like I used to use that as my superpower. I saw how it was a strength and a weakness, but I used to hone in on it more. And I feel like the past few years, because I've been more burnt out, I've tapped out of that. So just get ready, because the insanity is going to be coming back.
No, but I like it.
No,
but I think that's what I think every big YouTuber has that.
I agree.
I think that's everyone. Every big YouTuber, you want to know how to be a big YouTuber, you need to be a little bit insane like that.
Yeah. But now comes the point.
Go the extra mile.
Like, that's literally
it's not going the extra mile.
Yes, it's going 2 extra miles.
No, it's going like 20 million extra miles.
But I will say, I think now comes, you know, obviously we're not perfectionists, so we're not going to sit there and do a shot 100 times when we do not need it to be. Like, what's the point of it? Now I think I want to really be an expert.
Yeah, about what's worth and what's not.
At what I'm putting that energy into, what I'm going to let that crazy side out for.
Yes.
You know, what am I going to spend a whole night coming up with a creative mood board for, or like edit or whatever it is. But learning to also turn that off and realizing, hey, this video is going to get the same amount of views whether I sit here for 20 minutes and get this shot or like just learning, you know, because that'll be my biggest downfall.
Yeah, because
it has been my biggest
and
downfall.
And what's awesome is I feel like now, is this year 4 me working for you?
Shut.
Or is it up. 3?
You started in 18.
I think it's year 4.
All of 18, all of 19, all of 20. This is starting year 4. Yeah. Oh my God, you're a senior. You're a senior. Mm-hmm. Your raise is coming, don't worry. actually.
I think that now, knowing going into year four, I literally feel like I can make decisions for you.
I love that.
Which is awesome. Yeah, I know you love it.
But look at how long.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, I feel like last year I started dabbling and I took over her, like, basically her merch calls and like random calls, like things like that. And I would just make decisions for her and like I wouldn't even run it by her. I'd be like, hey, I did this. If you want me to change it, I will. But like I did this. I think that's what you would want. Yeah. Even today, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug on this pretty basic thing for Alicia because she's, I don't know what the fork she's doing.
Yeah.
But that's, she's not answering. But now that I know you and I feel confident that I could make decisions on your behalf for literally the whole next year and come really close to what you would get.
And even the confidence in knowing you're not going to get fired if you did screw up, you know?
Now that I know that, I think I also have a good sense of, okay, telling you, Alicia, the what I eat in a day thumbnail is done. Okay. We nailed it and whatever, but like the one that we ended up with isn't really different compared to the one. Like, yeah. I think I know the level, again, realizing the level of insanity is, but I want to be forking insane with my own shit.
I think that's
I am insane with your shit, but I want to be way more insane with my own shit because I throw my shit to the curb.
Yeah, I get it. I think all you really need to do is take that 10 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, you're right.
And realize, okay, what's my thumbnail? Do I want props in front of it? Do I want this? Okay, cool. I'm going to get the ring light out. I'm going to take it and then I'll be done.
Yeah.
And then I'm done.
Yeah.
Half the energy output cut in half.
Okay. How do you have a long career instead of a viral career?
Well, it wasn't by choice at first. I was like, why are none of my videos popping off? but I just kept doing it. And I do think the number one thing with people who do have stuff go viral is they think that's all they can keep doing. And then they very much make a niche for themselves. You know, if you get famous off of feathers and then the next thing you know, you feel like you can only make feather content. That's fine. But the longevity comes from being able to pivot and adjust. And, you know, maybe one day you're going to be over feathers and then want to do coffee, I don't know. Mm. Or fashion. Look at my whole career. I started with beauty, like makeup, then it went into lifestyle, then it went into comedy, and then it went into back into lifestyle, but a much different genre. Then there was like the prank era, the back to school era. Like, and if I kept doing my back to school stuff now, like I would have just died. Like my channel would have died.
I think that one of the things you always say, and another thing that I've learned from you, is you're insanely good at being open to feedback.
Oh.
And hearing others' perspectives and like taking it and using it. And I think that's why you've lasted, because you're so willing to be open to evolving.
You're
open to me telling you, Alicia, that's chuggy or like whatever. And you don't take it personally. Like, okay, if I'm chuggy, either how can I like hone into that and make a chuggy video?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, what's the, how, you know, TK, like, how do I start learning about, you know, this new TikTok trend or whatever? I think you're so open to new things, which I love that about you. I think that's the reason you've evolved and you've stayed relevant.
I will say, the day I got like a YouTube contact, you know, you'll do these like debriefs of your channel, which now that I think about it, last year should be coming soon. So that'll be fun for us.
Yeah, we live
for those. But from day one, I was always asking them, I'd be like, okay, but what can I do better? What can I do better? Uh-huh. And they'd be like, no, like keep doing you. This is great. The numbers are up. And I'm like, no, tell me something I need to do better. Like, please tell me something I'm bad at. Please tell, like, and because I just want to do better.
Well, it's also, I think a lot of people with your success rate struggle with that, and they genuinely want someone to be real with them and tell them like, hey, this is a little off, because you have so many yes men around you.
Imagine.
And like, of course she's fucking killing it. Like, even me, I'm like, dude, you're killing this, you have this, you blah blah blah. She's doing way more than the average Joe. Yes, we all agree, but everyone could still use feedback and criticism.
Feedback, constructive criticism. Oh my God. And especially like, imagine trying to be the best athlete and only having people being like, yeah, that was great. And you're like,
that's
no.
The thing is, is an issue, and that's why they keep around the people that are real with them.
Oh my God. And that's why Michael Jordan would still be doing how many hours of practice, like every single day, even though so many people would think, oh, you've made it, you don't need to.
No, I think that's partly why people ask me why you keep me around is because I'm real. I'm like, Alicia, why the fork would you think about posting that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No. Or I'll be like, no, that's not cool. Or like, ew, don't get that shirt. Or like, I'm just real.
Yeah.
You know? And you, but the thing is, you don't take it personally. You're so open to it, which is good. I want to be that way. I want people to me to be open to so-and-so's feedback because, you know, sometimes we don't know it all.
Well, and you're never always going to be perfect.
No.
Like, there's going to, even if you, like, let's think of an athlete, you know, maybe there's one play where they like kind of screwed up and could have been better. Like, you know, afterwards they're going to be watching tapes being like, okay, that was probably, of course, like, it's just, I don't know.
It's how you get better.
It's just, it's how you get better.
Criticism.
And why settle? Like, why just feel like, okay, cool, I'm doing it. Like, why would you not want to, I don't know, just be open. And I do think, again, this is full circle where it comes back to, you cannot have an ego. You can't, you have to be open. Like, that's the only way. You can't get defensive when someone says, well, can I give you honest feedback? You know, this thumbnail was a little cluttered and I wouldn't have clicked it. Well, that's just because I had to show up. But like, you know what I mean? Like, so many people get so
insecure.
They're so insecure and they get so defensive, and you will never get better if that's all you see ever.
I think also the root of that, though, is loving your craft. You know, if you like what you're doing and someone gives you feedback.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as deep. Like, it's just like, okay, I hear you. You're actually probably right. Like, it's just loving your craft and not, because if it becomes too much of an ego money thing, like, it just, it'll
even like a musician, it's like, oh, what can I learn? Like a drummer learning a new like fill or something. Like, it's not like, oh, you just like learn it all and you're done. Like, you can always learn more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, last few. What's a new stream of income you are going to start this year?
Hopefully parallel. We haven't made any, well, like, it's just, there's a lot of money that you have to invest into all of that.
Like, profit.
Yeah, I haven't profited from it yet. Keyword yet. But hopefully that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would say mine is, like, podcast.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was going to say, too, like, potentially a merch
thing. I was just going to say, when is the juicy merch?
Potentially merch or potentially, like, a collaboration of some sort. I'm thinking merch. But I think the podcast, because I haven't seen any money.
It's about to get juicy. That's what I want.
Oh, okay.
It's about to get juicy.
That's kind of good.
That's a moneymaker. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I would buy that. I would buy that.
On the ass. It's about to get juicy.
No, I'm thinking.
Nutty?
I'm thinking you love your nutty. Yeah. We'll discuss. TV. Yeah.
Alicia basically came up with the name of this podcast.
Making moves. It was already in there.
No, you did.
Okay, fine.
Okay. At Zinc. That's where we come up with our best ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, great question. I don't really have much. I mean, I had one deal last year that was just a consulting deal that came through YouTube, which was really cool. And I would love another one like that.
Ooh, I would love that too. What if we did that together?
I would live.
Yeah. Also, I would love more. I got like 2-year-long deals. I want to get more like year-long.
Yes, the longer
ones. I love those because I feel like I can perform better for the brand.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It translates across.
It's less transactional.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Advice for creators in the 100K range who want to take it to the next level. Asking for a friend. No, someone actually said this, but I'm like, what would you tell me?
In what way? Like, what's the next level?
Why haven't I, my numbers, I know you're going to be like, don't care about subscribers and dollars.
Don't care about it.
Yeah. But also, like, subscribers and that talks and it helps. So, subscribers/followers. So, if you're in this influencer world. So, like, if I was like, how do I grow my YouTube channel and, like, my Instagram and TikTok and stuff, and podcast, what would you say?
Right now, I would say be niche.
So, be niche with what? What should I be niche with?
And this is where it changes for everyone.
I know. But what would you
pick? Like 2 or 3 things and just do those. Like the people who are blowing up on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, it's because they do the same thing over and over and over
again. You're so right.
Is that the biggest, fastest way to grow? Yes. Is it the way to long the lastest? No.
Well, fork us. Then what would you tell me? What should I be niche with? Do you think I should be niche?
Do you want to be niche? Is numbers your goal? Or is money your goal? Or is views your goal? All of those are numbers. Don't say all.
Fork. Well, in my head, more followers is more money.
No.
What?
It's not.
That is lie.
No.
That's bullshit.
Really?
Yes.
You want to go?
Yes. Because in my head, there's like people with like a million that are making way more money than I am just because they have a million. That's
so how
that
come,
is a fact.
How come all of the crafty channels who don't show their face but they get 40 million views every TikTok, how come they really haven't like, how come they're not the next target?
What do you mean?
How many of those like 2 minute craft type things you've seen? Or like cooking things, it's like a down.
Oh, and like a viral?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many of those have I seen?
How, do you follow them because you're so excited or do they
no,
just come
up? But that's different because that's not a personality. I'm talking about a personality person.
Okay, so that's the extreme level. Now let's reel it back in a little bit. I would say everything is a strength and weakness. I would truly say the main reason why I haven't grown even more to 20 million subscribers is because I do too many different things. I'll do a tech video 1 week. I'll do a very glam fashion video.
That's
and then I'll do a cleaning
right.
one.
That's so right.
So right.
Yeah.
But I will also say that being my strength is the only reason I've lasted so long. That I'm able to do more than one thing.
So you wouldn't tell me to niche down.
I would say, what do you want to do? Now, here's the thing. You can niche down.
No, but
down.
I'm asking you, what would you tell me to do?
I would tell you to do more concept videos because you're actually creative enough to come up with them.
But concept videos on what? Like niche things?
Okay, so let's come up with your... I always thought of... This is how... I've best understood it. Imagine you're a magazine, TK's Juicy Magazine. Mm-hmm. There's different columns. There's the fashion, there's the beauty.
This is so good. You've never told me this.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
And then there's also the OMG sex part at the end that everyone skips to. Who doesn't want the viral moments?
Oh,
who doesn't? Everyone skips to the juicy moments. However, they still go back and read the whole magazine.
Honey, I am the sex babe.
There you go.
Okay.
Everyone skips to the embarrassing moments or the juicy questions.
Yeah.
But they still go back and read the makeup. They still go back and read the fashion. And then they read, you know, the whatever, whatever. So find your umbrella is your magazine. What three things do you want to talk about?
Okay.
Is it, do you want to do advice for creators? Maybe there is more of a like social media. Maybe that's a whole thing. It's just social media. Maybe your next vertical is, honestly, I would say fashion.
Like, I knew you were going to say that. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I love fashion.
You would never know.
Like, I know.
Truly,
it's
I
bad.
Would not know. I would not know. I know, but I wouldn't know
yeah.
if I didn't know you. And then the last one,
I love fashion.
You're juicy.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's have some juicy talks. Like, let's have some, like, juicy after dark moments. You know
juicy
what I mean? Like, make a series out of it. See how it does. But have fun with it all. And I
okay.
think, imagine what your magazine is and what you want it to be. I think there's a lot of creators who, they find their viral thing, and then they only keep doing that because they're chasing all these views. And then they realize if you actually want to have a community, you have to give them more than that. And, like... There's been so many series of mine that have died out. And if I just kept trying to make that work,
it wouldn't
go yeah. anywhere. Or also you just kind of get over it. Like we're in this world right now is just content overload. Like, yes, my truth or drinks do amazing, but I'm not going to be drunk every single week doing a video just knowing it'll get good views. And if I did that, it would make it die faster.
Yeah.
You know? So
and die make you die
yes,
faster.
Literally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and all the Elise. The last thing I was going to say with all of that too is... Think of what you want to do.
Like with your life?
With your life. Not just your channel, but like with your life.
Mm-hmm.
I've met so many creators who they, you know, we're talking. They're like, give me advice, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, you know, I really want to have a makeup line. And I literally mouth hits the floor and I'm like, then why are you doing prank videos?
Yeah.
If said goal is to have a lipstick named mm-hmm. TK's Juicy Lipstick. Why would you not make content that shows you? Why are you not attracting the audience who would buy that?
Yeah.
Even me with Parallel. Like, I had to have a really, like, hard... I was like, Alicia, if you have a clothing brand, why are you not talking about it more?
Yeah.
Isn't that your goal more than, like, this little challenge with your friends?
Yeah.
Like, learning time and place for everything. And I think, obviously, it's hard when you don't know what you want to do. But for people who want to grow... I would say niche down on things and realize that the best way to grow is to stand out.
Uh-huh.
Like the best way, like from the beginning, I was like, you stand out because you rock who you are. I've never met someone more obsessed with red or like games or beer or like all these things that the normal Instabaddies.
Sounds like a dude.
Yeah. But like there's other girls who can actually relate to that and they could never relate to me. Like there are girls who are like, TK, like, I don't know what it is about you, but like I've been waiting to find someone like you on Instagram who doesn't make me feel like shit, who has the same interests as me. And that's the case for everyone. Like focus on your community. Do not focus on growing. I literally have 8 million subscribers and it's still going down, but like I don't give a shit. I truly don't, because I would rather have 3 million subscribers or 1 million or 100,000 with 100,000 views. Like the engagement is so much more important, not only for like deals and stuff, but I think as a confidence as a creator and having that like...
Yes.
That's the power.
I think that's great advice.
But.
But.
But how do you grow?
Yeah, but like what the fuck? I just think that...
Something more tangible.
No, I think specifically that's... fantastic advice, and I think a lot of people need to hear that. I think there's a small group of us that are at the between 100 and like 500,000 and they can't surpass. They're just like stuck. It feels like they're stuck or plateaued. Why?
I wish there was like individual people I could look at, because that'd be fun.
Well, think about my friends or me. Just use me as an example. You can roast me.
I would just say the quality, like you're uploading, but again, like I want to see concept videos from you.
Just better, like more time and effort into
it. The goal is for someone to stumble across your channel and think of it as a hidden gem and they just binge watch all your videos.
Okay. They don't want to miss out on that.
They don't want to miss out. They're going to feel like they're going to miss out. Like it. And I don't know. I just think there's too many people online right now that look the same. The amount of times I've seen people upload and I'm like, oh, I thought that was so-and-so, but it wasn't. And like, I just don't have interest to click. Versus I love being obsessed with a YouTuber because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to miss out. And I think being open, that's something that's always come very easy for me online. And I don't know why, because I'm a very introverted person. But you have to show your personality for people to connect with you. There's so many people online and I feel bad for them. I can tell they're struggling with growing, but I'm like, I don't feel connected to you. So I don't care to watch you. It's good. It's great content, but I just like, yeah,
I agree. And it's so like, okay, I'm over like the beauty products you recommend. Yeah. Like what I want to hear more about you.
Yeah. Like let's talk. I'm also someone who loves deep talk. So I'm like, let's talk about something deep. Like let's like, what are you struggling with? Uh-huh. Like how's life going?
This is just selfishly. I want to ask, what do you think I should talk about more personally that I don't online?
I think like you talk about Indiana, like you talk about it, but I want to know what it's like more being my friend. I want to know what it's like more being the person who you have. I know there's people you haven't even told me, the people that slide into your DMs, like where you feel used, or like being like, what the like, I like, there are like, even Ollie, like I want us to do a pod because I know you too. Like there's a lot of people who
explain what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're
I just sound like I'm conceited and I want you to talk about me.
No, you don't. But no. I think it's just be more specific.
I want you to be specific about what it's like growing in this space and how people treated you different from a year ago to now, because you have drastically grown and That's have made a name for yourself. And I want those people who used to not give you the time of day, who are now sucking your ass, basically. I think you have such a special position and perspective of how to treat people in this space.
That's cool. So that could be under my social media column.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like literally this girl did a video, it went viral, and she was like, what it's really like living in LA. She just moved to LA. I watched the whole 20 minute video.
Wait, who was it?
Shout out. It was in my recommended for the longest time, because that's like literally my algorithm. Like it knows what I want. I'm like, new YouTuber moving to LA, like what's life like? Like I'm very nostalgic that way.
This is so good. You're dropping gold here.
Is there bad service? I'm on Wi-Fi. Should I get off Wi-Fi?
Perhaps.
The Wi-Fi is being weird here today. Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Wait, it's in my watch later. I watched it on my TV, so it didn't go to my...
Oh, I love my watch later. I thought about making mine public.
Oh, Cortrezi. Girl, I'm shouting you out.
Wait, send me the
A month link. Ago, it has 1 million views. I moved to LA and regret it, exposing everything.
Oh, send me that.
Okay, but she has 2 million subscribers now, and I didn't realize she was that big, so maybe that isn't But like that type of content.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I could do that.
Like, but being honest and not sugarcoating it, but obviously my perspective of living in LA is very different from yours, you know?
Yeah.
I just think you need to talk about that some more.
Mm-hmm. You also, I do need to talk more about like how I actually, like I need to do a whole concept video on like how I actually got my job.
Yes. Or
like going to, was fashion school worth it? My honest thoughts on FITM.
Yeah. And each of those you can do 10 videos.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not like, yeah. Oh, I already did a video about college. It's like, no. Like, me with back to school, anything back to school related,
you're so right.
I did back to school supplies, organization, cleaning, after school, before school. Like, literally, I found one topic and found 100 video ideas from it.
You're so right.
And you should do that with school. You should do that with LA. Oh, my God. You're and so you love right. LA. Like, it'd be natural. It'd make sense.
Yeah.
Making friends, networking.
Yeah.
In LA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's good.
Meeting friends in LA, getting a manager in LA. Like, there's so much you could do.
That's so good.
And I just feel like that's something I can't, because that happened to me a long time ago and I was very fortunate to start when I did. So I could not make those videos. And find something you can do that no one else could do as good as you.
So you think that's that for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't want to do that, then don't do that.
No, I do. I do. Yeah. I don't know.
Find what you're comfortable with. I think even like doing a video being like why YouTubers aren't growing.
Ooh. But I feel so stupid doing that because I'm not a big YouTuber.
No. Yes. Get that out of your head.
That's stupid for
but
me.
But that's diminishing
know.
Your talent of being able to spot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It diminishes.
I know, but I would be like, okay, why would I watch that? You have like not that much.
Are you kidding?
That's what I think.
No. Taylor Keane.
Okay.
Maybe you need to get the numbers thing out of your head.
I know.
Even when you're verified, you're still not going to feel good enough.
Yeah, probably.
But like Instagram, can we get her verified, please?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, get it out of your head. Niche.
Okay, but you just said to not niche.
No, I said umbrella.
Umbrella.
Niche.
Umbrella niche.
Umbrella
okay.
niche.
Is there anything else that's a tangible tip in that regard?
To growing?
Yeah.
I think there's too many people I come across and I'm like, why would you? Why?
Like they just look the same?
No, just the thumbnails. I'm like, it's yellow. Like
it's
I don't
yellow.
Think people realize thumbnails are 90% of some, like literally 99% of anyone watching your videos because they clicked your thumbnail and they wanted to watch.
Yeah.
They were intrigued.
So maybe just put a little bit more effort, take a look back at your thumbnails.
I think a lot of people struggle with thumbnails. Ashley's one of them. Like I'm always helping her. It doesn't even have to be a photo you, like it doesn't have to be a screen recording from the video. Like just think about the title and think of what would make me click.
Yeah.
And it not in a clickbaity way, but if it says or, moving to downtown LA and you, you know, are you going to show like a suburb in Utah? No. That's an extreme obvious one. But a lot of people like, even though you know that that front door is LA, does the person watching know? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
A lot of times it's hard when you've worked on a video and you've talked about it and you know the context. You're like, no, but in the video I say that this TV was Best Buy or whatever. And if the video is about Best Buy, but it's just a random TV, like it doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? Probably not.
Okay. I think it's honing in on watch your video and be like, okay, what's the most interesting thing about this?
Yes.
Right? Or like, what would make people think this is the most interesting thing or something? You
and
have to think, I think you need to think, okay, out of this entire vlog, the most interesting thing is probably, I'm trying to think of an exact example, but we need to be specific.
This is the advice I would say for people who want to go from good to excellent.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, we're all good, but
yes.
We want to be fucking great.
And
how do we go to good to fucking great?
When you have a video and you think it's boring and you do a thumbnail and you're like, well, that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Find it's your talent in making that interesting.
Yeah.
Like think of
like romanticizing it.
Like, man, I remember also in the same acting class. This is an analogy. I hope it translates well. This person was saying there were two students doing a scene together and one of them wasn't like really giving the other guy much. And the guy was like, dude, I'm trying, but like, this is really hard. He's not giving me much. And then the teacher
popped off.
He was like, if Tom Hanks can have a volleyball as his opposite, then you can do this. And literally the whole room was like, you can do not make excuses for anything.
Uh-huh.
Do not say, well, they weren't acting good enough for me that I couldn't do my scene well.
Uh-huh.
That is the most tunnel vision. Like,
that's bullshit.
If you're a creative person and you love doing this, you should be able to make this blanket the most interesting storyline video of a video.
Uh-huh.
Like telling a story in anything is like any, like we could do a whole video about how this blanket got to this spot and got to hear all of the words of wisdom from people who've been sitting here.
Totally.
And we know some dope people have sat here. Shout out Angela.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
No. Point being is that like, that's what create. Like,
yes.
Take a vlog where you went to the grocery store.
Romanticize it.
Yes, and you got you just filled up your gas tank, and you're like, this is boring. There's nothing interesting about it. Make it interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Like, really challenge yourself. And let's say, it's hard not being specific.
No, that's what you say, though, to me, when I'm like, oh, I just wish I had, like, a co-host. And you're like, I don't want to hear you fucking say that ever again. You're interesting. Quit blaming on that and make it. Just, she was like, TK, don't even think about having another co-host because it'd probably make your podcast worse.
Yes.
She literally tells me that. She's like, stop. No one's going to be a good co-host for you. You have to do this on your own. This is your podcast. Like, you have so much to offer on your podcast. This is what you say to me.
Yes.
And I'm like, but it would be easier and it'd be more fun and I want to bounce off ideas with someone. And you're like.
And I get that, but I think you need to fill that void of popping off ideas with people in other places in your life or only the weeks that you do have a guest.
Yes.
And not realize it has to be every single time. Because I'm not kidding, I do not listen to a lot of podcasts. I literally used to binge listen to your TK's Juicy Polls.
I know.
And I like for someone to do that on their own without other guests, for me to actually listen to, I think that's just from the beginning. I'm like, oh, you actually are really talented with all of this. But back then I remember telling you, I'm like, yeah, I think we need to redo the cover art.
Yeah.
I think there's like the audio could be a little better.
Yeah.
Like little things like that. Here we are now. You're killing it.
Thank God.
But yeah.
May the glory be to Alicia.
No. Father, Son, and House
of
Gucci.
May the glory be to Alicia. God's favorite. She's holding up her purse that says God's favorite. May the glory be to Alicia.
I forget what the original. Oh, just, yeah.
Okay.
Just make. Like,
I like that analogy.
Challenge yourself. I remember, even Nikki. I remember she was like, yeah, but I live in Pennsylvania. Like, it's boring there. It's not LA. And I was like, no,
that's
your secret sauce.
Uh-huh.
Make like be the best.
She's so. If you need someone for
videos,
inspo, watch her.
Oh my god,
she's
Nikki DeMar.
So good. Yeah, Nikki DeMar.
She literally did a video of dressing up like Insta baddies going to random
like
stores
gas
in Pennsylvania.
Stations in the Midwest,
yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
And
she's
I'm like, that
Midwest.
Is so creative. And even though, like, it's never the idea, it's always the execution. Like, mm-hmm. every, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those people that I was like, oh, if I just get one, like, big creator, like, viral person in my, like, Instagram story, I'll blow up.
I think.
No one gives a shit.
No, I think it's worse. Like, I've seen it firsthand. It is so.
Oh, when it actually does happen?
It's so much worse because. If I was to shout out someone, this makes no sense.
It's just not your own followers.
It is such a disservice to yourself because if Mr. Beast shouted me out, right? In one of his videos that gets 60 million views, mm-hmm. right? It means nothing because most likely his demo is not my demo and they probably don't want to watch. Would I get a decent amount? Oh my God, I'd probably get like at least 10,000 subscribers, 20,000 subscribers, like a big wave.
Uh-huh.
But slowly but surely they would all start going away because they're like, oh, I thought it was more Mr. Beast. I thought she was the female Mr.
Yeah.
Beast. Like I came for an expectation of what I thought this channel was and now it's not.
Mm.
So it's so much better to yourself to just focus, be in your lane, grow. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for someone to shout you out. Like, are you ready if... Even the best person in life shouted you out. Like, let's say, like, Reese Witherspoon.
I knew you were going to say her.
Tomorrow was going to make a whole, on her podcast, be like, go listen to Making Moves. You want to be like, am I ready for that? Like, am I ready for...
Forever, yes. For, all of her, yes.
For your dream person to shout you out in the world. you know, Ariana Grande, whoever it is, whatever lane you're in.
That's so true.
Are you proud of your content you're making, and are you ready for that? And honestly, most of the time, it'd be no. It'd be like, wow, you know what? You're right. I have been thinking my thumbnails need a little better work, and I don't want people's first impression to be that I'm lazy when I know my content's good. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, just your Instagram, TikTok, all of it's kind of like it is your portfolio.
Yeah.
And like, be ready at any time to be proud and say, oh yeah, this is my channel, take a look.
Awesome.
Or your favorite brand deal or brand or whatever.
This is such a good episode, and I hope you guys learned something or took something from it. I think it's always good to write down what you want and like have time with yourself and, you know, have some goals.
Yep.
So yeah, that is a wrap on our episode. Any last words?
Kill it. Have fun. Do something out of the box.
If you think you're beaten, you are.
If you think you dare not, you don't.
Yeah. If you like to win, but don't think you can. It's almost a cinch you won't. But seriously.
Wait, comment. If you're still listening and watching this on YouTube, comment below what merch TK should have, and you might get picked. Maybe we'll do like
send a giveaway and stuff?
No.
Oh, to actually create it.
Yeah, like,
oh,
just some sayings.
I'm not sending you anything. No, I'm kidding.
Now, it's full disclosure. They're probably, never mind. I'm just.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Obviously, follow Alicia everywhere. It's Alicia Marie. Follow Parallel Apparel. It's at Alicia on Instagram. I'm at TK's Juicy Polls, at Making Moves Pod, _. New Year's resolution, get rid of the _. And thanks again for tuning in. Rate, review, do all of the things, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.